Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
From bales to cores to finished rolls and parent rolls, automatic handling is your guide to overcoming the worst material handling headaches. Located in Erie, Michigan, Automatic Handling International has been providing advanced state-of-the-art equipment to the paper industry for over four decades. Automatic Handling's equipment makes management, operators, and maintenance smile. Elegant solutions, simple to operate and maintain. You get a feel for their dedication to advanced equipment design and advanced manufacturing when you visit their factory. Vertically integrated, the company can control every stage of a capital project from design and manufacture to full in-house runoffs and mill startups. You won't find a paper drawing anywhere in their plant. All manufacturing and assembly is directly linked to engineering and select suppliers. The assembly floor is instantly updated on any changes with extraordinarily large screens where technicians can see every piece, every assembly detail in 3D. This means your equipment can be custom designed and built for your operations while still providing extremely short lead times for your new solution from Automatic Handling. That's Automatic Handling International Incorporated, Erie, Michigan, USA. Visit them at www.automatichandling.com or call them at 734-847-0633. That's 734-847-0633.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Nip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim titled the column, Maintenance is Not Popular. And here's what Jim has to say about that. I have been railing and writing about maintenance for decades. All of this energy has not turned the tide on the popularity of maintenance. No one likes it, and to the uninitiated, it is just a cost. Indeed, it often seems like an intangible cost, for the results of good maintenance are that everything runs just fine, there is no drama, no excitement. Hence the desire to put it off as long as possible, hopefully until the manager in charge of the budget can get promoted. At least that is the manager's position. Employees close to the process always know better because bad maintenance makes their lives miserable. However, hope and accountability are on the way. Industry 4.0, or Industrial IoT if you prefer, looks like it will eventually put all processes and equipment in a state of continuous monitoring. When this happens, there will be no escaping the data that tells one the condition of the equipment. This has been going on in the airline industry for some time. Most modern engines on passenger planes have continuous monitoring of vital conditions now. This monitoring is an option sold by the engine manufacturers. If they can monitor jet engine health over the Bay of Bengal, everything in your process can be monitored too. Maintenance may not become more popular, but it will become inescapable. I foresee companies with fleets of pulp and paper mills sending data not only to the equipment manufacturers, but also to their own centrally located bevy of experts who will be able to analyze data and schedule maintenance in a collaborative way with their own specialists and outside resources. Being a maintenance specialist in one of these envisioned centers just may become a prized career path. Maintenance has always been like expense accounts to some extent. It used to be that taxicab receipts were the slush fund account on expense reports where one could stuff that little extra indiscretion on last week's business trip. Similarly, maintenance was where one could cut expenses without anyone checking up on the management of the facility. IoT will force transparency of equipment conditions and demand repairs. This will serve shareholders and operational employees well. Shareholders will find their dividend checks to be larger, and operating employees can quit struggling with poorly performing equipment. Overtime will be reduced too. I have been after maintenance cheat scoundrels for years. Finally, we have a tool to hold them accountable. I love it. For safety this week, continuous detailed monitoring will detect things going wrong before they fly apart, sail out of the machine, and kill the innocent employee walking down the tending aisle. It's a beautiful thing. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2019, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.